Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is morning, Thursday morning. It's light out now, which is good. It's warming up. It'll be great. 63 degrees today. Same thing tomorrow, this weekend. Please enjoy this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Why? Well, it's going to be lovely. Mostly sunny each day. Highs right around 70, 71. And you got to enjoy it because that's going to be it for a while. We're getting into the deeper freeze as we get further and further into November. A lot of great stuff still to come this morning. Tony Pham will be with us at 8:33. Always look forward to chatting with Tony. I want to get his sense on the... what's the technical term? Craziness? Yeah, I'll call it craziness. Of the mayor of Chicago, who is... apparently now asking the United Nations to do something. The thing is that the United Nations never does anything except sit around and tell you how much they hate Israel and the United States and Jews. Other than that, they might put on a nice lunch at some point. Maybe it's catered. I don't know. But other than that, they don't seem to do very, very much. There are a number of things that we're looking at this morning, but I have to share a couple of things that are, well, not happy. They're not happy. They're sad. Today is an anniversary of a murder. Oh, geez, Jeff, thanks. This will bring it down a little bit. Well, we have to be aware of it. Michael Patrick Connors was a member of the Richmond Police Department, really, for just a couple of months. And he was murdered on this date back in 1979. Now, I have on the Jeff Katz page, if you look for Radio Katz, probably the easiest one, R-A-D-I-O-K-A-T-Z, because there are a million Jeff Katzes, but there's only one Radio Katz. And you'll see his photo, and you can see. Well, it's a long time ago, Jeff. I mean, first of all, he's wearing brown. Richmond police haven't worn brown in a long time. Right, that's what I'm saying. It's 1979 when he is murdered. And you look at that face and you think, I don't know if he's old enough to shave. I just don't know. He looks like a baby. We'll never know what Michael Patrick Connors would have been able to do. Right? By all accounts, was a great young man. Was turning out to be one heck of a cop. Would he have gone on to get stripes and bars and oak leaf clusters and been a chief somewhere or run for sheriff? Who knows? Who knows? That's on the professional side. What would have happened with his personal life? Would he have gotten married? Would he have had children? Would he have been the coach of the local Little League team? Again, we don't know because he was murdered in 1979. And his killer was behind bars for a long time until Ralph Northam and Mark Herring and a number of the other far left wing folks who had been in control of our beloved Commonwealth for a while decided, we're letting everybody go. We're having the Department of Corrections hold, we're getting out of operating prison cells, so everybody gets out. It'll be great. And his killer was released, got parole. It is so disgusting. So absolutely, positively disgusting. Such terrible disregard. Not just for law enforcement, and you know, I bleed blue. Okay, so you've got that. But just for society. When Ralph Northam and Mark Herring said, yeah, what's the big deal? And they treated Mike Connor's family like absolute crap. They abused them. Absolutely abused them. And I don't know if you will remember. You might remember. That his family was not told about hearings. The chair of the parole commission, Northam's parole commission, went out of her way to just railroad this thing. It was going to happen. The release of his killer. Now, Michael Patrick Connors is still dead, my friends. And he doesn't get a second chance. He never did. I think we have an obligation to remember him and remember his family. But in addition to that, I don't want you to ever forget that Joe Morrissey was a sitting state senator at the time. Had a big party. All sorts of photos of him welcoming home the cop killer. Just disgusting. Just absolutely disgusting. And unfortunately, that contempt for law enforcement, that disregard for the rule of law and decent people, I fear we're going to see more of that over the next 4 years with the Abigail Spamberger, Ghazala Hashmi crew, but especially with Jay Jones as Attorney General, a guy who thinks it's okay to put two slugs into the head of anybody he disagrees with politically, who thinks that your kids and my kids should die in our arms or die in front of us in their mother's arms so that, well, you know, we would have a political epiphany and change our opinion and simply agree with him. There's some real rough sledding coming up. There really is. It's not going to get any easier to live in Virginia. It's going to get that much more difficult. But I simply wanted to acknowledge publicly the anniversary of Michael Patrick Connors being murdered in the line of duty. And that's what we see. That's what we see. Law enforcement goes out there and does a job that nobody else wants to do. Nobody wants to do it. But it has to be done. And thank God there still are good young men and young women that go out there and do the job. Reminds me, this Saturday, Paul Diana. Paul is a former police officer. Actually, Paul worked both corrections and patrol. He started working corrections, and then he worked as a police officer after working as a correctional officer. But Paul, some time ago, said, yeah, you know what? I don't want any more uniforms. I'm getting me a food truck, and I am going out, and I am going to offer delicious food. And that's what he does, and it is delicious. What is the name of it? PRD Concessions. That's the name of his truck. But Paul Diana, this Saturday, is going to be at Southern Police Equipment on Midlothian Turnpike. It's right across the street from Virginia State Police Headquarters. You can't miss it. So Paul is going out there Saturday from, I'm going to say, 7 in the morning until about 6 in the evening. He'll be out there all day selling his Brunswick stew and his chili. It's delicious, and you need to buy it, but you especially need to buy it on Saturday because he's selling it so that he can purchase gifts, give us the funds to purchase gifts for our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honorees. So it is a win. I know there's a whole bunch of wins involved with that one. You get delicious Brunswick stew. You buy delicious chili. You help support our law enforcement heroes, and you buy more chili and Brunswick stew. By the way, it freezes. He wanted me to tell everybody that you can freeze it, so you can buy a whole bunch. Again, it's this Saturday at Southern Police Equipment, which is on Midlothian Turnpike, right directly across the street from Virginia State Police headquarters. So I would, of course I'm going to go. I'm going to be out there Saturday for a good chunk of the day. And then I got a big speech over in Chesterfield after that. And I'll be well fed. I know that because I'll be stocking up on the stew and the chili as well. It is that good. And while I'm talking about good people in our community, can I mention one other really good guy who's part of Central Virginia? Mike Ivey. Mike Ivey owns and operates a Journey's End Tattoo Studio out on Anderson Highway in Powhatan. I mention Mike because Mike has helped me and Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard with our Special Olympics stuff. If you remember, a couple of years ago, we said, hey, if we raise X number of dollars for Special Olympics, we will each get the Special Olympics of Virginia logo tattooed on us. Well, we raised the money, and then it was time to, put up or shut up. And, we don't shut up, so we put up. And Mike Ivey from Journey's End Tattoo Studio in Powhatan reached out and said, hey, Jeff, let me donate those Special Olympics logo tattoos for you and the sheriff. Now, that was one heck of a donation that Mike made, because Mike is the best ink slinger anywhere in Virginia. He's my guy. Okay, a lot of the stuff that I got, in fact, everything I have now was either put on originally or touched up by Mike. I love his work. Just a great guy. Anyway, I know that he's out there in Powhatan, and he has shared on Facebook that it's a tough time. It's a tough time because, when people have questions about the economy, right, they start cutting things. Right. You start dialing back. OK, well, this is essential. We have to have food. We have to have this. We have to have that. And if you're you're a fan of ink, you love it. I love it. But you think, I could probably live without it. And so Mike wants to make sure that he continues to serve Powhatan. The Journey's End continues as a great operation. So if you've been thinking about it, I'm just saying, that's all. If you want to help out a great guy who has helped us out a lot, Mike Ivey at Journey's End Tattoo Studio, Anderson Highway in Powhatan, has openings. I mention that because I love Mike and I love what he does. He's a very, very good guy. Another guy that I think the world of, Tony Pham, he's going to be with us at 8:33. He's now with the America First Policy Institute. But, he headed up ICE. He knows a thing or two about putting the brakes on illegal immigration at the border, at the ports of entry, and internally as well in the interior. So we're going to talk all about that. And we've got our centennial minute coming up as well. We're celebrating 100 years all year long here at the Voice of Virginia, WRVA. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
And now a News Radio WRVA centennial minute celebrating 100 years as the Voice of Virginia.
And why did you start saying that at 6:45?
Well, for some, I just figured that a lot of people got up at 6:45 and started their three-minute eggs.
Is that right?
One morning, I say I was late by a minute, and there were more two-minute eggs in Richmond than the law allowed.
Are they duck eggs or?
No duck. Shh. Or him. Where is he this morning?
Did somebody say something?
That was, it was Tim, not me, so help me, Millard. It was Tim. Good morning, Millard.
He went to Calgo School. It's on the 30th.
30th.
40th.
Millard, it's been, I want you to know, it's been 12 wonderful years.
Has it been that long?
Yep.
Have we had a duck for that long around?
It sure has. It seems like 100.
Eight 26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a lovely morning, Thursday morning, 42 degrees. Oh, fantastic. How bad could it be, right? Well, it could be like it was the other night. Was it, 11 degrees or something? It was awful. It was terrible. Longer that I am away from snow and ice, the happier that I am. But it's coming. It's coming. That's all. That's all I'm going to say. But this weekend, I just want you to plan now. You got a couple of days to get the stuff in the plans. In other words, Saturday, as an example, perfect day to get down to Southern Police Equipment right across the street from Virginia State Police Headquarters and buy your Brunswick stew and chili to help support our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honorees. Taking a look at our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 254, good morning, Jeff. So happy you are pinch hitting this morning. Absolutely happy to be here. 804, Jeff was the killer of police officer Michael Patrick Connors, the guy that Joe Morrissey and the Democrats got out. Sure was. Sure was. And he ends his text with, well, you can expect more of that come January. Absolutely. It's sad, but we all know that's the way this is going to be, which, man, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be very, very difficult. We've got our pal Tony Pham coming up in just a couple of moments. Former ICE director, looking forward to chatting with Tony. It is 8:28. Jeff Katz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
News Radio WRVA. Hey, 834, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Did you hear that little news thing that said that they're trying to make Cheetos and Doritos and Fritos healthier? Please keep your grubby non-orange stained fingers off of my snacky bits. No, I don't want healthy Cheetos. It defeats the whole purpose of Cheetos. Hence the name Cheetos. Now just leave them alone. If that's your biggest problem, I got orange powder on my fingers. Well, then lick it off and leave me alone. Be done with it. Stop it. Not everything needs to be kale and quinoa. In fact, kale and quinoa don't want to be kale and quinoa. Come on, get a clue, will you? All right, hey, happy morning to you. It is Jeff Katz, happy to be pinch hitting for a day or two to help out Jeremy. I want to make that clear for the record. Here to help out Jeremy because I love Jeremy. Nah, other people I tolerate, but Jeremy I like. All right, listen, gang. Tony Pham is just one of the best guys that I know, and a guy who has given so much to our nation in terms of service. He knows a thing or two, having been the principal legal advisor up there at ICE and having been the ICE director, you know, knows a thing or two about this whole illegal immigration issue. And so I'm curious, Tony, now a senior fellow with the America First Policy Institute, but I want to pick his brain a little bit about this Chicago mayor saying he wants the United Nations to be involved. Good morning, Tony.
Jeff, good morning. Good morning to all the morning listeners. You caught me at a good time. I've had my 12 cups of coffee. I'm rearing to go, man.
Excellent. Well, I love to hear it. You are fully caffeinated. We wind you up. Tom Holman had some less than kind words, although thoroughly accurate words about the mayor of Chicago. I think he just said he's not that bright. What is it that this mayor of Chicago is doing to, it seems to me, enable illegal immigration and attacks on law enforcement?
Yeah, all I have to say is for our listeners here, we should be very grateful that none of us live in Chicago. Under that type of leadership, I mean, we're looking at their budget hole being northward of $1.2 billion for the next fiscal year that he's trying to close the gap on. And a large portion of that is well northward of the 100 plus millions of dollars that the Chicago City taxpayers under his leadership had to spend on services being provided to illegal immigrants who came to this country illegally and that he's still trying to shield. And so we sit back and we watch. This is the direct result of failed liberal policies being implemented by failed liberal leadership. Yep. And the people that ultimately end up paying for this will be the individual taxpayers, both in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, because their governor is just as equally as bad. And I always say this, when you look at the billionaire Governor Pritzker, he lives such a life of privilege, doesn't he, that he could spend all the taxpayer money because it doesn't really impact him financially. But we've all seen the devastating economic impacts of failed policies because of this last few months, last few weeks of individuals who are struggling paycheck to paycheck to make ends meet. And these are American citizens. These are individual citizens that we're supposed to be trying to help. But having written a paper on this, we're spent localities like Boston, you know, Mayor Johnson out in Chicago are spending hundreds of millions of dollars to provide services to illegal immigrants. Yet we still have homeless veterans who are sleeping out on the streets. Make it make sense, Jeff.
I wish I could. I wish I could. Tony Pham joining us this morning, a senior fellow at the America First Policy Institute. Tony, I frankly worry what happens after January. We have folks now moving into the executive mansion and lieutenant governor slot, and Lord knows the attorney general position, who seem to care a hell of a lot more about criminals of all stripes than those of us who are law-abiding citizens, and they don't seem to care at all about law enforcement.
Yeah, that was a huge concern. Certainly from my perspective, having been a frontline prosecutor, sending folks to jail, but also being what I would describe as a compassionate jailer when I took over Virginia Peninsula Regional Jail. When I say compassionate, we had rules, yep. We had laws, we had accountability metrics that individuals, you know, that's the law. We had to apply it. And then the execution of the sentencing, the execution of the pathways back to rehabilitation and back into becoming a meaningful member of society, that happened on the back end, never on the front end, right? Where we enable bad behavior, we enable criminal behavior through the social justice model, which creates nothing but a poor environment. We've seen it play out firsthand in Charlotte, right? The social justice models, the cash bail, no cash bail policies that enable individual or policymakers and enact because they want to feel good about themselves, and certainly I get it. The community members want to say this is a great policy, but it's failed policy in its enactment, right, in operational level, because those who've been in the profession from front end prosecution, law enforcement to back end corrections. We recognize that there's a time and a place, Jeff. I will say this to be reasonable to all the listeners. I'm not always going to be a hammer on these issues. There's a time and a place to implement compassionate, humane reentry social justice policies. But typically speaking, that's after the accountability metric is meted out, right?
That's right.
And that's intended to help protect law-abiding citizens who rely on policy decision makers and leadership to protect them from individuals who display characteristics of predatory behavior.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get that. I just don't think so because, again, I'm taken aback by how Virginia can see that we had an individual who expressed certain ideations of death of children. Being a father myself, I was taken aback by reading some of those texts. I appreciate his apology, Jeff, to a degree. But again, I always say this, especially to my children who voted. Well, my son voted the first time this year. I said he has already expressed characteristics that should disqualify him from that chief law enforcement role. But hey, right. The voters of Virginia have spoken, and we are going to sit back and we're all going to experience the consequences of the vote. And that's just how our system of government works.
I think the phrase you're looking for is buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride. That's how I would describe it. You know, I love the idea. You talked about the compassion portion of jailing. And folks are often surprised by that. But the reality is you established that, I think, out at Virginia Peninsula Regional Jail. I think Colonel Witham continues your view of that. I know Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard sees that up here in my neck of the woods. We have Colonel Nathan Webble over at Pamunkey Regional Jail. Same sort of thing. Nobody's taking away the accountability portion, but there's also an acknowledgement, hey, these are human beings. And we treat people, we treat everybody with respect and with dignity, and people are held accountable. And that means that at some point they are fully prepared to re-enter society and be productive citizens, paying their taxes, bringing the trash cans down after the truck is you know, doing everything we want from our neighbors. It's that simple.
Sure. No, absolutely. Right. And I always shy away from that phrase of being a compassionate conservative, because I don't really understand what the latter part of being conservative, you're supposed to, you know, preface it with being compassionate. Look, we're just human beings.
That's right.
Right. We're human beings who are entrusted with a tremendous deal, a degree of responsibility by those of us who either elected to those positions or appointed to those positions. But we have a substantial degree of responsibility to protect those outside the walls. But we also have a tremendous responsibility as human beings to prepare those individuals that we know have short sentences or will eventually one day be released back into the community, to figure out a way to make them better human beings so they don't repeat their mistakes. Now, don't get me wrong, Jeff. You and I have seen it, because you visited my jail before. There are folks that should never be on the outside of those walls. And unfortunately, that's the hard reality that I think a lot of individuals who buy into the social justice model fail to forget, is that those individuals are the ones that we certainly have to maintain strict compliance and control over, so they don't ever get into a position to hurt other inmates, even, mind
that's
you.
Right. Right?
Because we're seeing that story play out now in the recent news story in Greensville, aren't we?
That's right. That's exactly
that there are stories that those are real life stories. The real issues that I think voters and reasonable people in Virginia should come to accept, that, again, expect our policymaker and leadership to be very, very, very keen on holding criminals accountable for their actions, but be in a position to then also be in, to help them make better decisions, rehabilitate as they reenter our communities.
Perfect. That's exactly it. Well, thank you, my friend. That is Tony Pham, senior fellow with the American First Policy Institute. Great guy, even if he didn't give out Halloween candy. 844, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 855, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Yeah. We're done, right? Woo! I mean, yeah, I've had a wonderful time. Thank you so much. It's been marvelous, blah, blah, blah. I think we're just about done, Germ, which means that you get to go home and rest, which is good. And then not come back this afternoon, which is the whole reason we're doing exactly what we are doing. I have to tell you that tomorrow morning, I'll be back, God willing, but I'm going to talk a little bit about Jack Saunders. And you may or may not know the name. You know the name Dave Saunders. That's Jack's dad. And Dave happens to be a longtime dear friend of mine. I just think the world of Dave. His son, Jack, was killed in a motorcycle accident a few days ago. And last night was the visitation at Belilies, the original Belilies down there off of Broad Street. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow. I just want to give you the heads up, and it's not going to be maudlin, although it's terribly sad, and we have to deal with it. So just remember the Saunders family today, would you please? Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.